my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
In case you're wondering, it still is the Computer Corner for a few more minutes here.
Getting ready to introduce Mr. Paul Harvey for his Saturday morning news.
But until then, it's Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn.
And our fine sponsors at Extreme Internet, they like to bring a little information to you every week.
Aren't they our Extreme sponsors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Extreme Internet, Extreme Zones, Extreme Tip of the Week. This week, for all you webmasters out there, you notice it's a very common thing to post email addresses on websites, which is a good thing from a commerce standpoint. The way in which you do it can have a dramatic effect on whether you get your email addresses harvested by those spiders that run around looking for these things, and you wonder, why am I getting all this junk mail?
Get lots of extra spam, and I didn't do much. Well, you put that email address up on a website, and anybody in the world or any program in the world can read that stuff. And
so, yeah, there's ways of creating web interfaces for people to communicate with people in your company. Instead of actually having email addresses posted, you can actually have pull-down menus of all the individuals, and then you actually, just like with our website, when you want to ask us a question, you actually do it through a web form as opposed to clicking on an email address. That's one way of doing it. There's also some special coding you can put in the background that will fool these harvesters. There's also a free program for you webmasters if you know how to use some of the basic scripting languages out there, ASP in particular, I believe. WPoison will actually poison those harvesters and feed them millions of invalid email addresses and really mung them up. So
cool stuff. That's our Extreme Tip of the Week, brought to you, of course, by Extreme Internet. If you need anything Extreme Internet related, that means a dial-up service, a DSL, you're a business and you need frame relay, co-location, any kind of thing when it comes to Internet and Internet service providers, these guys are the guys. You can reach them at 480-368-4NET or, of course, online at extremezone.com.
And we'll have some links in our follow-up newsletter for you webmasters specific to that tip. All right, let's see if we can help, what?
Al on a mobile who has an internet router problem.
Oh, what about, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, Al.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what can we do for you?
All right, here's my problem. I've had Cox high-speed internet for some time.
Uh-huh.
And my wife recently purchased a laptop with a wireless Ethernet built into it.
Cool.
Right. So here's the thing. So we bought the hub for her computer, the wireless hub, the wireless router, and built into it was also a 4-port hub.
Okay.
So it kind of made things a little bit easier.
All one device to do everything.
Yep, right. Real common stuff.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. The problem is that my computer, which was it's a Windows 98-based machine, is having problems detecting the network, I guess. The laptop works fine.
When you say detecting the network, are you saying it? Let me make sure I understand. Before this, you had just that one machine connected to the cable modem and nothing else?
Yeah, directly connected to the cable modem.
Okay, then you pulled it off, put this router in, and now you're not able to get internet access through that 98 machine?
That's right.
Okay.
The first thing I would check is the cable that's plugging between now the router and your machine. It shouldn't be the same cable that you were using to plug between your cable modem and your machine.
Well, here's the thing, is that it worked for a couple hours, and then it died.
Okay.
That's the hitch.
So you've got some kind of problem on your machine, because if it worked for a little while, I would still make sure that you didn't, you know, nothing changed. That look on the back of the computer, make sure the cable's plugged in. There should be a green, what they call a link light, that
right,
should
absolutely
light up back there.
Yeah.
You would want to shut down your computer, completely power it off, let it sit for about 30 seconds, power it back on. And then the final thing is, if you click on Start, go to Run, and type in all one word, WinIPCFG. That's WinIPCFG. That's going to tell you and show you the current settings for your network card. That's what's plugging into this router. And that should allow you, hopefully it's obtaining an address that's going to look somewhat familiar, and depending on the device you bought, it'll probably be a 192.168.something kind of number.
And if you're not getting that, then you have some kind of communication issue. The other thing you can try is go back to what... Hello. Oh, wow. He's gone.
I think we lost him.
Go back to what you had, if you're still listening, Al, and put the machine back to the way it was and see if it works. Because if it doesn't, obviously something's changed in your Windows 98 machine.
Another real common thing that I've seen is if you were using Zone Labs Zone Alarm before, and now you're going through this this wireless router or this router kind of thing, you need to get rid of and completely uninstall the zone alarm because there are some problems with it and trying to use two firewalls at once.
Yeah, so. You don't need that either. So Bob's on. We're not going to get him on the air, but he's talking about he's a teddy bear virus victim. Folks, it's been going around for years. The teddy bear virus is a hoax. Don't fall for it. It's actually a Windows file that you need. And so obviously you're going to find it. You're going to think you have a virus. Don't fall for it. Don't forward this stuff. Don't believe what you read.
If you don't know what Ken's talking about, make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter because it'll be in the follow-up notes that he's going to send out in a few hours here. And if you want to know how to subscribe, go to datadoctors.com. Look for the big subscribe place. Put in your email address and you're in.
Also, you can check out this week's radio show and all the other stuff in our television show broadcast 4 o'clock this afternoon on Cox Channel 9. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney reminding you...
If it ain't broke...
Don't fix it!